Dalit Sivan Siman Sadikei Halacha Yud Base, and we're going to the end of this beautiful Siman to Halacha Yud Ches. Okay, so we're continuing with Tchum Shabbos, measuring the Tchum of the city. And here the Kitza teaches us something very interesting. When it comes to measuring 2,000 Amos, right? 2,000, what's called 2,000 steps. So if the 2,000 mark is passing through another city, that city is considered 4 amas. That means to say it's not eating up in the 2,000 amas that I have a right to extend from my city, meaning from the extension of my tchum. But this is only true if the city, meaning the city that's being swallowed up by the 2,000 amas, is less than that amount. That means to say that if at some point in the city I ran out, and my 2,000 amos already reached the middle of the city, so then the city does not get swallowed up, and I'm actually stuck at that point till that city mark. Another example, the flip side of this, is if you place an Eruv, meaning an Eruv Tchumin, within 2,000 amos of a city, but it's actually not within 2,000 amos of your house in the city. So it's an interesting, so to speak, irony. On the one hand, I'm allowed to go to this area, and I could go 2,000 feet, 2,000 amas from there. Yet if I'm returning, I will not be able to come to my house because my house is actually 2,000 amas away. So this actually is not so simple. It's a debate, especially that the Mishnah Berurah says if you slept in the city, so that really was your home and you were there, ben hashmashos, and you slept that night. So the Mishnah Berurah holds you could go. But this is also an example of where you have to really know your stuff to be able to calculate the Tchum Shabbos. Another important point which we started discussing is that this whole concept of, you know, let's say you want to go from one bungalow colony to another, and the different examples of when you want to use a Tchum, Erev Tchum, like I mentioned, I placed one in Kerestir, it's only if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. What's included in a Dvar Mitzvah? So that's a good question. Minyan is considered going to the mikveh. It's actually what I did in Kirastir. Sheva bracha, a speech. Even the Rama says that you want to go and just be by a beautiful field, and you're going to have oinek Shabbos from that. As long as it's done in the proper way and for the right reasons, it is permitted and is considered even a tzarech mitzvah. Included in this is also iskei rabim, the needs of the public. Now, another important halacha, you don't place the Erev Tchumin on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. This is an interesting reason why not. The reason for that is because it's a form of kinyan, and the Makom Hashvisa, meaning where you're acquiring your place of settlement, right? Usually the way of a person is not to change his place of dwelling on Shabbos. That's one of the reasons. Interesting svara. When it comes to a person's utensils, so Caleb and his animals, the utensils, even clothing, are all going according to a person's tchum. So the complication could be when it's actually in someone else's house and not with you, it's limited to your tchum. The exception to that is if you lent it to someone else or you rented it, you gave it as a deposit, so then it goes based on the person that you actually gave it to or rented to. This could be true even if it's a non-Jew. Interesting, because there's a shaila, how does the shvisa work when it comes to non-Jew? But when it comes to your utensils that you gave to the non-Jew, rented to the non-Jew, it goes based on him. An interesting shaila that very much applies is when a person, let's say, takes his wife to the hospital to give birth. So many times you're driving outside of the tchum. And in such a case, so you're certainly allowed to take, you have to be limited in what you can take. Meaning a person has to be careful to take only what's really, really necessary. Necessary for the woman that's giving birth, necessary for the person that's escorting his wife, for example, if he's going to even need tefillin and stuff like that. That's why it's good to have one suitcase already ready to go. And one of the eights actually is to be mafkir. So this way it's not limited to any specific tchum. That's an eitzah, but having something, definitely something to have in mind. Another important halacha, which we mentioned a few weeks ago and happened to me, I was actually by Ashalom Zachar, a very, very, very good friend of mine had Ashalom Zachar, and the bakery goods arrived probably 2 hours into Shabbos. It was from Brooklyn. They were coming to Muncie. And the big shaila is not so much the muktzah shaila, there's no muktzah really, As the kids are discussing fruits that were cut, that's already a shaila. For sure, you wouldn't be able to move if something was cut on Shabbos, even if it was done for a non-Jew. But if it's done for a Jew, something that's done for a Jew, but it's brought from outside the Tumah, even if it's a doubt, it's a suffix, you're not allowed, the person who was done for is not allowed to enjoy, or people that were relying on him. So that would mean the other guests technically are allowed to, but he himself wouldn't. And this is a good question. Is it coming outside of the Tumah or not? You know, are there houses all the way from Muncie to Brooklyn? Very doubtful. There's definitely areas that are hard, bigger than 2,000 amas, or even 70 amas and a little bit. So therefore, it's something definitely to be careful with. And I would tell the person, the owner at least of the home, not to have it. When it comes to tchum, the tchum Shabbos, interesting concept, it doesn't apply if you're above 10 tfachim, if you're walking in stilts, if you're in a ship in the sea, and the ship is above 10 tefachim, which is about 31 inches or so. So then the halacha is that you're not limited. Now, this is not necessarily so simple. 2,000 amas is true, but if it's yud base mil, which is a lot more, it's each mil is 2,000 amas. So 12 of that, and that would then that would be more complicated. Meaning to say, in such a case, there is more room to be machmir. Now, when will this apply? If you're on the ship and it docks. So technically speaking, there is room to be lenient to go into the city where you docked and actually have the, if as long as it's an enclosed city, you could actually go in the entire area of the city, especially if you have to go to the bathroom and the like. But another application is flying. Now, the mice of the place can say, Moshe has also a tshuva. Even if you got on the plane before Shabbos, one should not do so. Meaning, should not get on the plane before Shabbos and fly in Shabbos. Sometimes there's situations where you're coming from Australia and all the shailas of the dateline. So there's a big questions about that. So besides all the shailas of going to the bathroom and not doing malacha, flying itself is not a simple thing because, as we see, there is a concept of Tchum Shabbos if it's Yud Beis Mil. So that's definitely something to keep in mind, and that's one of the reasons why a person who ended up, let's say the plane got delayed, should stay on the plane. But of course, you won't be able to stay on the plane. It's illegally not permissible. So you could go into the airport, but you shouldn't leave the airport. Have a beautiful day.